Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth round qualifier GGW8 contest recording. It's come to my attention, kind of through self-reflection, that I left the round 3 Word file on another computer and then just didn't do the recording. So at some point, I will do it and I will post it. The results of this are already known. Essentially, a Utora. Fuck yeah. That was actually definitely in the Word file. I remember it. So nicely done. You have earned your Hall of Perfection induction. But moving on to round number 4, let's get down to business. Selby, welcome back. This was alright. It was okay. It was well written and different, but it wasn't all that engaging to me. I felt like I was being led through like a 1950s museum of the future. You had your interesting spectacles, but at the end it was just kind of a watered down vision that left me somewhat unentertained. That may sound a bit harsh. I mean, this is a good piece. It was well written. It was different. So you certainly tapped the creative and stylistic points in the grading scheme, but I just feel like you needed that little bit extra to push that entertainment value from something good and decent into something truly awesome and inspiring. I just think that critical element, that X factor, so to speak, was missing from this work. Frosted, you packed a lot of punch into this little fucking jet. I really like this piece. My advice at this point in the Word file was like, just let's see how this falls scoring-wise. I really love what you did here. You even took things that I usually hate, like, you know, one-word lines, and executed them in a way that just made me say, okay, yes, that makes sense, and doing that is perfect. My only complaint from this one is that I think you too needed that little bit of entertainment value transcendence. But I just love what you did with this. It was very nice. I enjoyed reading this, and you should be proud for putting this one together. Packing so much, such a small volume of text. Yumi, I like the grit in this one, and that's an entertainment win for sure. Your take on the subject, while I guess is a bit used and played, is also presented well. My biggest complaint is that at times you really force the rhyme, and it just comes off as jarring, in my opinion. And that's not, you know, sometimes you can do that sort of shit. You can have a jarring execution to elicit a response, to provoke your reader into getting a certain unease, whatever, what have you. I don't mean that. This just didn't read well at some places because of that flow break, and so I think you need to go back and kind of fine-tune those particular areas of the piece where just the rhyming scheme is just super forced. VOC. This was pretty engaging. I like the stream of thoughts that poured onto the page, although I found some fragments and whatnot to be a bit overused, and some word repetition that was unfortunate in my eyes given the length. Also, manipulable just sounds horrible to me. I think malleable would have been a better choice, frankly, but let's be honest, I'm nitpicking bullshit here. You wrote very well, and I don't think you have any problem. You're certainly keeping pace with the rounds and scoring, so the end here is going to be quite interesting. Uber scroll through Utora's giant fucking entry. Oh my god. Well, you brought some pretty powerful shit to the table here. Well written, gritty, up to snuff and all that typical bullshit. But of course, I have some complaints. One, there are just typos in this. And the subject matter has been done a lot. Even this sort of layout has been done before. So it's a bit challenging for me to throw praise for an original idea here. The grit makes it something worth the read, though, but it just seems a bit drawn out, in my opinion, in terms of the length of the piece. You made your point numerous times over, although, you know, I'm just going to put it like this. You started this out with Whipped Like a Slaver, which, frankly, as horrible as it sounds, just came across as so ridiculous that I burst out laughing. And that That's it. Those are all the entries I got. So the winner of this round, after a nice little nitpick tiebreaker, is going to Frosted. Congratulations. You've punched your ticket to the playoffs. I wish you all well. I will eventually post the third round. But until then, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.